I don't want to defend Hitler himself, but the Nazi people were, for the most part, good average Christian people who just wanted the transgenderism books out of their schools. Magnus Hirschfeld and the Sex Institute in Germany were where they began to pioneer this sort of sex change operations in the modern era. Weimar Germany was so bad. I mean, the economy was just horrible. But that aside, the economy's effect on the people was so bad. Mothers would pimp out their own children or join in for money. It was so bad. In the red light district, you could buy anything.
Hey guys, welcome back. Sean from SGT Report here. That was my friend Dustin Nemos. And yes, we go there in this one. But do not be afraid. God said this, I will protect you and save you. Those who are angry with you will know the shame of defeat. That's Isaiah chapter 41, friends. And in this one, we discuss Zionism, what's happening in the state of Israel, and how it's affecting every single living human being across the planet. It's not anti-Semitism to discuss facts. Before we start this one, just a quick word about our sponsor. Friends, we've told you the truth about the destruction and the demise of the US dollar and its purchasing power on this channel for more than a decade. So how do you feel about leaving your money in the bank? Not great, right? It's losing value every single day because it's being debased. So if it's stressing you out, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real, tangible wealth. And by the way, gold just broke a new all-time high in USD. There isn't a company on the stock market that was around 2,000 years ago, but guess what? Gold was. It's a reliable, dependable, and authentic way to protect your wealth. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They always have your back. Noble Gold Investments is the same. Their American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. Now, there's no guarantee of any kind with any investment, so do your own due diligence, but you'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you from Noble Gold. So no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to claim your gold coin. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here, wishing you a very blessed day. And today, the words Baphomet, Satanic, and Sodom and Gomorrah are all trending on Twitter. Well, why would that be? We're going to get to it in just a minute. I'm glad to welcome back to the show, Dustin Nemos. How are you, Dustin?
I'm doing well, Sean. It's good to be back. Thank you.
Good to have you back. I'm feeling a little wiped out today, and it's because of the nature and the magnitude of this spiritual attack against we the people in the United States and people around the world. As you know, the day before Easter, this criminal traitor who occupies the White House issued a statement that Easter Sunday is now a transgender holiday. Dustin, even Riley Gaines is saying at this point that this administration is so evil and so demonic and so wicked, it's beyond what she thought they were capable of.
Yeah.
And friends, know this. This criminal administration, let me just play this clip. Joe Biden's White House during Easter, during Christmas, during Pride Month, there is no level of disrespect of the American people and of the flag and of the people's house that these people don't strive for. And Baphomet worship is essentially what they signed up for now on Easter, because that's what transgenderism is. That's where it comes from. And if you don't believe me, guys, listen to this.
What are they calling this movement?
Pride.
They're calling it the Pride movement. It's not about how they feel about themselves. Literally, they are putting a demonic name of a spirit that's connected to a deadly sin that they're honoring, they're giving homage to. So as we look further, you know, I want to distinguish even in the flags that, you know, you have a rectangular space that in the system, those rectangles represent sacred ground. Sacred ground is something you're going to summon a spirit to, you're going to make connections with, whether it's a rectangular rug, whether it's a circular rug, that's used for summoning ground. It also can be considered an altar, something that you place an offering on where you're worshiping at. As you know, we look at those flags, you know, the ones that are put up in schools and public buildings, they're just a rectangular with the stripes of the rainbow. That is what I would officially call the pride flag. However, what we saw hung on our White House was not a pride flag. How it's distinguished is that, you know, it's hung vertically and it has that V in it. That V chevron, you know, is reminiscent of the apron that Masons wear. Why is it reminiscent of that apron that Masons wear over their groin? Well, because it's representing the female side of the system, or the sisterhood, womanhood, whatever they want to distinguish it as.
Dustin, I'm coming back to you. I know you've spoken about this in the past, but it just needs to be said that it's very clear to me that these demons that are occupying the White House and the U.S. government, they're trying to cast spells on the American people. And I believe they're going to get caught in their own snare. Okay, because people are waking up. That's what they're doing. They're only able to trick the stupidest and most hubris-filled among us.
Yes, they were killing off the dumb, unfortunately, but it is causing an effect. Many are waking up. And this transgenderism, it goes back to ancient Babylon, and before it goes back to Semiramis or Ishtar, the queen of heaven. She has many names, many titles. But in the modern era, I mean, you see this feminine, you see that V shape representing the feminine or the masculine, depending on if it's inverted. And you see this sort of trainee priesthood, once again, just like in history, emerging. And, you know, Semiramis, right there out of scripture, Nimrod's wife, she is the feminine aspect of the underworld occult trinity of Nimrod, Semiramis, and Tammuz. And this is not a surprise. It's just people don't understand these connections. In the ancient world, Semiramis was known as a trainee goddess who would change her own sex or her follower's sex. So it's just, you're seeing it again. That's why they're being elevated to positions of authority in the military and elsewhere. They're being exempted from deployment. They're being given all of the influencing type positions, you know, public relations, media, policy, that type thing. They're putting them in management.
They're putting them in management. Well, that brings me to the next problem. And perhaps it's no wonder Pedo Joe, Evil Jill, and this treacherous administration hate Christians so much. His entire administration, Dustin, is packed with people who are Jewish and who are probably beholden to the state of Israel. Most of these people are probably dual citizens of Israel. Now, to me and to those of us who can think, as Christendom is under attack all over the world, this is a problem. This small minority of people does not represent we the people. There's only, what, 2% of the population that's Jewish? How is it that almost everybody in this administration with a position of power is Jewish?
Well, the answer to that comes from Judges 2. God told us the nations that he told us to drive out before that we failed under Joshua because of our sinful nature, but he would use them to test us. They would essentially become our deep state. Those races or those tribes, that race is now known as Edom or Amalek in the end times of the Bible. But early on, they were known as the Canaanites, the sons of Anak and other names. They were the giants. They were the offspring of the fallen angels. Without, you know, bashing too much on who clearly runs the world, it's always them every single time, every organized evil, and it always has been. You know, they're just not human. That's where this comes from. Genesis 3:15, God told us that they would hate us, that there would be enmity between the seed of the woman, humanity, and the seed of the serpent, the Nephilim.
And how do we solve? And how do we solve this problem? I mean, we can talk about this problem all day long. And by the way, that doesn't make us anti-Semitic. It makes us very worried, though, about a republic, which is being brought down from within. They're destroying the infrastructure on purpose, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. By the way, now this administration is saying the investigation is going to take 2 years. I predicted they would slow roll it, and of course they are. The black box, 2 minutes of the black box recording of that ship is now missing. Guess which 2 minutes is missing? The 2 minutes right when it got steered into the bridge. How do we solve this problem before they destroy all of us?
Well, there's no other solution but revolution. Not calling for it, but I do expect it. And I think historically we have seen it 109 plus other times where this sort of behavior has been done. So this sort of thing has happened before. We have a lot of historical precedent. There's also mention in prophecy in Obadiah 18 of the end of Edom worldwide for their many, many sins against mankind, including taking hold of our substance, which I think is a reference to the you-know-what. But, I don't see a way out of this. They've basically tried to now Weimar Germany the whole world, and the whole world has become Nazis.
What do you mean by that? The whole world has become Nazis.
Well, you can see they use this anti-Semitism, Nazi, any time that you criticize them on any level, while simultaneously they destroy your country. This is exactly what they did in Weimar Germany. Hitler was getting huge crowds of adoring people, women, children, Christian families, because he was saying basically pro-Jesus things and pro-nationalist Christian type messages. Now, I don't know if Hitler was an occultist, controlled op. I don't want to defend Hitler himself, but the Nazi people were, for the most part, good average Christian people who just wanted the transgenderism books out of their schools. Magnus Hirschfeld and the Sex Institute in Germany were where they began to pioneer this sort of sex change operations in the modern era. Weimar Germany was so bad. I mean, the economy was just horrible. But that aside, the economy's effect on the people was so bad. Mothers would pimp out their own children or join in for money. It was so bad. In the red light district, you could buy anything. Drugs, culture destroyed. I mean, basically, Hitler sort of brought all of that back and turned it around by kicking out the banksters and printing out their own money. So the story of Nazis, although they didn't write the history books, clearly, is not one of mass persecution of the Jews. It was one of mass eviction of the Jews after the Jews mass betrayed Germany in many ways, including World War I, where they actually ended up killing many of them indirectly and through betrayal. Also through Weimar Germany, where they basically took over the nation, took over the politicians, owned everything, and rose to power and prominence, and then just started to push sin everywhere, just like today. They own the porn, they own the media, they own the Hollywood, you know, they own the Nickelodeon, they own the rap music. Anywhere that you look, it's them pushing it on children. There's a reason for that, because they are indeed demons. So now they call everybody a Nazi. And they make it okay to punch a Nazi. And that's what their only defense is basically to create an evil caricature in people's minds that they hate and then brand you with that. And if they lose that, they got nothing.
I just want to remind people of what's going on in Gaza. And there's a really despicable rhino Zionist who said something beyond the pale. Maybe I'll play that clip in a second, or I'll just tell you what he said. Basically said we should get it over with quick, like Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Referring to Gaza, referring to just bomb them into oblivion. Luciferian evil, the likes of which I've never seen in my lifetime. This is what's going on in Gaza, guys. Israel has destroyed everything but Hamas in Gaza. I mean, these people are absolutely trapped in an open-air prison. They're being butchered from drones and missiles from above. Innocent teenagers walking down the road of the ruins being taken from this world suddenly, without a jury, without a trial, by drone. And those drones and those missiles are brought to you by the U.S. government and the Zionists in Israel. And here's a shocking statement coming from within Gaza.
With such a trapped population without any escape. So people are traumatized beyond belief. They live under the most horrific conditions. I was in the school today with 50 people sleeping in a small classroom, 150, 200 people sharing one latrine and no real water, food, too few mattresses even. We're trying to do all we can as the Norwegian Refugee Council, but we're really, really overstretched in this ocean of needs.
The reason I wanted to play that, guys, is, look, if you just take in the destruction of this beautiful place right on the ocean and you let that sink in, you realize that if this was being done by aliens who invaded our world, the world would be standing up. But in fact, the world is standing up. The only nation that is really getting in the way and allowing this to continue to happen, the only nation preventing a ceasefire at the United Nations is the United States and Israel. Dustin, if this were an alien species, the world would be fighting back.
Well, in many ways it is. Even like the Ancient Alien shows, they use a lot of the same historic and archaeological evidence I use to show the Nephilim. They just say aliens did it every time. So these things are what people would consider the star seed or the Anunnaki or the remnant of the alien, you know, genetic insertion, if you're watching that narrative. But I think the Christian narrative makes more sense. You know, what's going on here is Sodom and Gomorrah has the USA's weapons on their side, and they haven't yet been judged by God, but Israel is the modern Sodom and Gomorrah. It's the capital for a lot of things: organ harvesting, child trafficking, LGBTQ, all sorts of different things that they're the capital of. And they have not yet been judged by God, but it's also them in the Donbass region, although they will don swastika tattoos and pretend to be Nazis, they'll still go bomb children, and then they'll go pray at the Wailing Wall later with their Nazi swastika tattoo. So they don't mind taking the name of something that they hate, perverting it, corrupting it, destroying good symbols, things like that. So they don't mind dressing and acting like Nazis, but they don't ever want you to know that they're Jews. That is the dirty word. So, you know, you get this thing where they're not afraid to be called any bad thing. But when you discover that they're in fact a Jew, it's like they recoil in horror. And then they come out with the anti-Semitism and the Nazi and all of these other things. I'm not even a socialist, much less a national socialist living in Weimar Germany conditions. But I am a nationalist, and I understand that they're just going to call us all Nazis no matter what, if we disagree with them on anything, including them dating our children, us having to date them, or otherwise we're a bigot. I mean, there's all sorts of sick levels that this can go to if we don't stop it right now. And I'm afraid we're there. The world is waking up to them. The world's waking up to the fact that their actions are demonic, if not their actual people. And I think that they're going to wake up to that as well. In fact, I'd love to share some stuff with you on a screen share if I can do that.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so, and this is going to probably upset some people, but this is the actual evidence. I'm not trying to be offensive. There are all sorts of schools of science out there, like the study of skulls, which are sort of taboo in the modern sense, yet very informing. This is our priest class. This was our kings, our rulers, our demigods, our, you know, all of the pagan god kings. This was them. Even when they lost their gigantism, this was the King Akhenaten skulls or other skulls like them. The ones we're looking at here in particular are from Peru, and they're a little bit thicker and longer. But the King Akhenaten skull was famously also misshaped. There's a lot of these from all over around the world. They were found often around or in the megalithic structures that we still can't build, that were clearly built by giants. So you've got evidence all over the world that these things that are not human lived alongside us, ruled over us, and consumed us. And the Bible talks about it, like a quarter of the Bible. It talks about the Nephilim before the flood. It talks about all flesh becoming corrupted and God judging all flesh with a flood, and how Noah was a pure blood or pure in his generations in Bible talk, or genetics in the modern sense. And then he and his pure blood sons were saved with the ark and, you know, brought animals kind and basically seed pair across the flood. And in fact, we can see a chromosomal bottleneck that all mankind died except for three sons repopulated all of mankind. We can see that from any man's genetics across the world. All you need is the blood and a lab. The chromosomes are in our genetic history. And you can also see that it's not just them squishing their babies' heads with boards. This is a common argument when you see these skulls. People want to say that was common because they were worshiping their rulers. And in fact, in the days of Noah and Sumerian culture, some regions around the Babylon type era area were known to have 60, 70, 80% of people that would headbind their babies to look like this, but they can't fake the larger size of the cranium. They can't fake the larger brain capacity, 20, 30% more back then, not today. Not definitely not today. They've lost their IQ. And they can't fake the different suture lines that they have. We have three. They have two. They have different skulls completely from us. For a long time, they had double rows of teeth. The Native Americans talk about fighting the cannibalistic giants and running them into a cave in Lovelock, Nevada. We just recently discovered that particular cave filled with giant bones in Lovelock, Nevada. And, you know, the Bible talks of all of the people that were left of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, which were not of the children of Israel. Their children that were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel also were not able utterly to destroy. This is the group that later in Judges 2, God tells us will be our deep state. Just look around you and you'll see it.
Now, let me ask you something here. Stop your screen share and let's get back to you. I talk a lot about the seed of Satan, the house of Rothschild, the money masters who hijacked the story of the Jews and hide behind it so you can never criticize them. The Balfour Declaration, the reestablishment of the state of Israel, and everything we're seeing now in Gaza goes directly back. The blame should be placed squarely at the foot of Rothschild, in my opinion. So let's just qualify everything you just said from your vantage point, because we can agree to disagree on some of this. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying that the way I view Israel and Gaza in this genocide is the house of Rothschild, the seat of Satan, the people that hijack that story and hide behind it so you can never criticize them. And if you dare to do so, you're labeled anti-Semitic. Your thoughts on that?
Most people don't realize that the Rothschilds are even mentioned in scripture. It calls them the Dukes of Edom. Edom is Jewry, but Jewry or Edom has basically stolen the identity of Israel. It's it's the biggest case of identity theft of all time. And Edom and Amalek, which is the main tribe of Edom, this is like the main family branch, the firstborn, that thing. This is the remnant of the giant seed, the remnant of the seed of the serpent. Now, this happened under John Hyrcanus the First. He basically conquered Idumea, which was the new name for Edom. And he allowed them to come into Judea as citizens. And he said, if you follow our law, you'll be Judean citizens. Well, they said, okay, we will. And they killed his son. One generation later, they took over his nation with Rome's help. And a Edomite Idumean, a Jew named Herod, became king with Rome's help, killed a bunch of babies to try to stop Jesus. And an Edomite Idumean, a Jew named Caiaphas, became the high priest and took over the class of the priests and the temple, everything, all of the like governmental institutions around the priest's powers. He took over the whole temple powers and he became the high priest with Rome's help. And he put Jesus to death with Rome's help, Caiaphas. So, you know, you had the switch. They stole the identity then. And, you know, you've got the whole Khazarian chapter for a while there, which is just Mount Seir. It's Edom. And you have what's going on today with the Rothschilds and faking being Israel and the Balfour Declaration and them taking over Russia, China, the UK, the US, the West from within, Gog and Magog, Ezekiel prophecy references there, the land of unwalled villages, America reference there, the great tribe coming from the land in the north, that's a Khazaria reference there. And it all fits in. It's them the whole time. You've got the big high-ranking ones like the Rothschilds, and you got the others as well. They all work toward the same goal. But they're not Israel, any of them. They can't ever be Israel. They don't qualify. Israel has to be specifically European genetics 100%. You have to be pure. Like, I'm possibly your Israel, but my children will never be biblical Israelites because they're half Chinese. They can still be grafted in, but they will never be like, for example, Israel is blessed in many ways. There's a lot of prophecies around them. They were the people who were supposed to take the Bible to the rest of the world. For example, Europeans did that. So another one would be lactose intolerance. The real Israelites are supposed to be blessed with a land of milk and honey. Jews can't even digest milk. Why would they need it? You see the lie break down anywhere that you look because they have literally zero evidence that they are the people of God, any of them. And they all benefit from this massive lie, even the atheistic ones. And it allows them to infiltrate our nations. Whereas before this lie, our forefathers knew they were the Christ killers, did not let them in because Christ and God warned us about them and told us, if you let them in, they'll rise up, they'll become the head, you'll become the tail. They'll lend to you, you know, all these other curses and blessings that were mentioned in Ezekiel and other places. God was talking about them.
Let me ask you something else here. So if we're going to address the elephant in the room here, which is this problem of international Jewry, which has taken over the United States at the highest levels, and if some are going to call this anti-Semitic to even have the conversation, let's address something very important, their belief system as it relates to the Goyim. People like Mayorkas will tell you the border's secure as our nation is invaded and the cities fall from within. People like Victoria Nuland will say, we're going to cause a lot of problems for Vladimir Putin with this new funding deal. He's going to get a lot of surprises. Then we see that concert hall shot up and more than 100 people murdered. You know that has the fingerprints of Ukraine and Victoria Nuland on it. You know it does. Just like the Nord Stream pipeline blowing up does. So what do these people believe about those of us who are Christians? What do they say about us, the mere goyim?
I'm going to share this screen and zoom in here. I'm going to use this as a visual aid. First of all, just take a big picture. I think you've seen this one before, but it's, everybody visualize this. This is child sacrifice then and child sacrifice now. And who's behind every bit of it? It's always been them. And they're still doing the same thing they've been doing to us for thousands of years. They just have fancier buildings and, you know, bullets and such. It's always them, in fact, pretty much every conspiracy or evil that you can think of. So what they teach about us is that we're less than cattle that need to be destroyed. They teach that Jesus boils in semen in hell and feces in hell and was a sorcerer who raped his donkey. They teach that it's okay to rape our children. They teach that it's okay to engage in bestiality, sorcery, cannibalism, drugs, all sorts of other things. They teach all sorts of blasphemies. They teach that rabbis outsmart God and are higher than God. They teach horrible, evil things. And they teach their children to hate you. And then they teach all of them, basically, this is part of their culture. And you can find ex high level ranking Israeli officials who will admit this on radio talk shows and such. I forget how to pronounce her name, but basically, they'll admit that they always say anti-Semite whenever you criticize them, and it's just a thing that they do. And their whole thing is to basically destroy you while calling you a bad guy if you notice. It's that simple. And if you don't, and people used to know this, that's why they had a bad reputation and they were kicked out of so many countries. But people have a short memory; they forget these things. And when you really get down to it, this map here sort of, I don't want to force you to go through all of it. People can look at it and go through it later. This map shows some of the deceptions that happened around how they posed as God's people. And then they started to, with Rome's help, again, change words in the Bible. They took Yahweh out. They took God's name out 6,000 plus times. They put in the Lord. 1,500 years after Jesus died, was resurrected, they took out Judean and Judahite, Yahudim. They put in the word Jew. This is what they do. They deceive. And God warned us. Jesus himself kept calling them the children of Satan, the synagogue of Satan, a generation of vipers. In John 8, 3:3-4:4, he's telling us they're not really Israelites. They're telling on themselves because they were never enslaved in Egypt. They admit it. I could go through all sorts of, other things that they're doing. For example, you know, I mentioned porn. I mentioned some of the stuff that they're behind already, but, you know, Black Lives Matter, the cultural divide and conquer, instigating problems that were not there, dividing man from woman, old from young, left from right. It's always them. They're always there to create problems, offer their solutions, and it's always a slippery slope into sin. I know this sounds kind of far out there from a religious perspective, but I was a lifelong devout atheist until I began to research two topics. One of them was biblical earth, trying to debunk it. I thought it was a waste of people's time. And the second one was the deep state's religion. You knew me before I even finished this research. You know, I was on this hunt to try to figure out what they believed, why they believe it. And I did. And they basically worship old ancient Jews, and the Jews worship their ancient ancestors. And they engage, just like the Bible says, in ancestor demonic type summoning. And that's what this child sacrifice stuff is about. They use the blood to invoke demonic spirits and they channel them. Like some famous celebrities have alter egos, like the Beyonce has the Sasha Fierce or whatever her name is. They've got all these different, you know, public examples, but this is what they were also commented in the scriptures as having been engaged in, demonic channeling, you know, ancestor worship for the Jews, basically. And every pagan religion, it all goes back to the giants. It's all a babbled anti-God perspective. But every religion is basically the same thing in opposition to the one true religion. And it really simplifies history when you realize that all of those different religions basically all talk about a man with his three sons surviving on a flood that destroyed all of the world with all of the animals on a boat. There was a bird, either a white bird that was good or a black bird that was good. In the Christian religion, the white bird, the dove, was good. In all of the pagan religions, the Nimrod bird, the black bird, the crow, the Odin bird, all of these other birds were the good bird, the wisdom bird. But, you know, we have fallen angels. They have wisdom serpents. It's the same story. It's just they have a babbled different tongues and different perspectives of Genesis.
Yeah, they have different perspectives on the Lord Jesus Christ, too. So I want to play one more soundbite before we part ways. And I just want to ask you about the popular zeitgeist. What this conversation we're having today is now part of the zeitgeist. It's one of the things people are actively speaking about because of what's happening in Gaza and because of what happened to Candace Owens. You don't dare criticize Israel when you work for Ben Shapiro and the Daily Caller. If you do, if you don't fall in line with the Zionist talking points, you're probably going to lose your job. So that's why we're having this conversation today, guys, not because we're anti-Semitic. And by the way, even if it's perceived that a conversation like this is anti-Semitic, then how are we Christians supposed to perceive what Ben Shapiro has to say about the Lord Jesus Christ?
Jewish point of view, where we don't believe in the divinity of Christ. I think that there you can make an argument that the Gospels, which were written.
He was just a prophet. And
No. We don't even believe he was a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble, just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Roman and got killed for their trouble.
So he became legend and story, and it became a bigger and bigger deal as time went on.
He had a group of followers, and then that gradually grew.
Okay. You guys want to see something really crazy? Compare and contrast that blasphemy from Ben Shapiro to this exchange between a Satanist and Charlie Kirk, just a man who is killed for his trouble. That's Ben Shapiro's take on your Lord Jesus Christ. Here's Charlie Kirk's take.
Are you a Christian, by any chance?
Very, very much so.
Like, why is that exactly?
Jesus saved my life. I'm a sinner. Gave my life to Christ. Most important decision I ever made.
So you believe the Bible is real?
Yes, I believe the Bible is true and real.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, I could give you the technical answer. There's never been an archaeological discovery that has contradicted the truth of the Bible. And then, of course, the wisdom. There is not a truth of the Bible that if you apply to your life does not improve dramatically. And then finally, we have the most accurate and transparent, historically robust account that one can have of the most important figure ever to live in the history of the world, Jesus of Nazareth. And the resurrection is the pinpoint of my belief that Jesus did rise from the grave so that we may live.
What makes Christian mythology real?
So that's not mythology, but that is theology. If Genesis 1:1 and the resurrection is true, anything in the Bible is possible. You're looking at the greatest miracle. The greatest miracle is creation. And then the fact that Jesus rose from the dead, I say, how do you know that Jesus rose from the dead? Well, show me another historical piece of a story where so many people willingly died a brutal death for a lie. Every single person around him had everything to lose, and yet they went to the absolute death, from Paul to Peter to the half-brother of James, saying that Jesus is Lord, Jesus rose from the dead. Not to mention, if you were going to fake a story, you would not use female witnesses in the ancient world. In the scriptures, it said that the women were the first one to see Jesus Christ. If you're trying to fake a story, you would never do that. Not to mention the 500 people that saw Jesus after he rose from the dead, and then the later church that lived under persecution under the belief that Jesus Christ was the Son of God.
And just one more thing to show you guys. I mentioned this yesterday. It's over at thephaser.com. I really strongly urge you guys all to seek out this 3-hour conversation about the Shroud of Turin, the linen cloth that was the burial cloth for the Lord Jesus Christ, that through the power of a miracle that can't be explained, a negative image of the man who was crucified and buried in that cloth exists on the linen to this day. And only through the advent of modern photography was it discovered that it was actually a picture of the man who was crucified, the Lord Jesus Christ. So the negative was revealed about 1900 years later, friends, to be a photograph, a photo negative. It's impossible to recreate. It wasn't done by Michelangelo. It is an actual divine miracle and the proof of the Lord Jesus Christ being a real man, not just a man who was killed for his trouble, Ben Shapiro. All right, I'm coming back to you, Dustin.
Well, I want to, you know, I want to mention that Jesus was not a Jew. He was king of the Judeans and the Yahudim. He was Yahudim of the tribe of Judah, but he was not a Edomite, Idumean Jew who then later infiltrated and pretended to be. Briefly, I'll just mention this, share this image. People can kind of do further research on it. Historical sources describe Jesus similar to a European man. The guy on the right is just some model. That's not Jesus, but close enough to what historical sources describe. The guy on the left is what the Jews tell you Jesus looked like, with zero evidence, by the way. And I did a documentary on this, and I did an article at the Serapeum called God's Not Dead. But there's absolute evidence from science, from archaeology, etymology, so many different ways that you can approach this. Days of research, days of just data that you can throw at someone to prove Jesus was real, God is real, Yahweh is that God, and the scriptures are the only holy book in the world that have foreknowledge of science or future events or of massive calamity, you know, better explanations than other religions, for example, for things like the flood or Sodom and Gomorrah and all of these other unexplainable miracles. So absolutely, you will win the debate if you have the information, because the information stands with God. Science confirms God. The history, the evidence, all of it confirms God.
Yes, my friend, God is real. And, you know, before I got kicked off of YouTube, my most popular interview that I ever did was with James Perloff, the author, and it was titled, "The Elite Don't Want You to Know God is Real." But God is real, friends. And the people in the White House in this administration despise him. So we'll play this clip as we round out the conversation from Libs of TikTok. This on Trans Day of Visibility, Joe Biden's celebratory Luciferian Day instead of Easter, honoring all those trans people like this one who burned down a 117-year-old church in Portland. Cameron David Storer was charged with 2 counts of first-degree arson, 1 count of second-degree arson, and 2 counts of second-degree burglary. These are the people propped up by your criminal, treacherous administration and puppet president, Joseph Robinette Biden. All right, brother, I'm coming back to you. We'll say our goodbyes. Can you remind people how they can find some of your great research?
Sure. My best stuff is at theserapeum.com/his-story-revealed. That's the special secret link to decode all of history and every conspiracy ever. But that's it. I mean, you can find the Dustin Nemo site with my other websites. I recently became pastor of the Uncensored Church. That's something new. So I have uncensored.church now. But thank you for having me on. It was a fun discussion, although, you know, these are difficult topics, obviously. And it's brave of you to even have them and to have me on. And it's difficult for us to even try to approach these topics.
Well, thanks. And Dustin, remind people too about Red Pill Living, will you?
Sure. Where you can detox the deep state. I've spent a lot of my life trying to help people with health and wellness and wake them up from big pharma. That was kind of my thing before I became a journalist and reporter. And my grandparents did not listen to me, but other people have. And hopefully it's helped them. We've got some amazing health and wellness supplements at Red Pill Living, gourmet organic coffees from around the world. We've even added some plants from my own garden. I'm beginning to sell plants. I call it unstoppable food because people are going to need it. And we're approaching a very, you know, hungry season, I think. So we have some incredible things there. All of it is high value. All of it is incredible, amazing. I'm repeating myself. You know what I mean? I'm a little tired today as well. It's been, you know, we talked about how we were a little wore out today. Mm-hmm. The scriptures say that the enemy will wear out the saints in this time. And don't we see it? If you don't take what they want you to take, you don't get to work. You don't get to visit your family. You don't get to live. We're all being worn out.
It's really a war of attrition at this point. They're trying to just grind us up like they're doing to the people of Gaza, like they're doing to those soldiers in Ukraine. Have you guys seen this? I know we're wrapping it up here, guys. I just got to show you one last thing. You want to talk about the horror of war, not only what's going on in Gaza, but what's going on in Ukraine. Can you imagine your 14 or 15-year-old boy being drafted into this meat grinder only to go to the front line and fight Russia and be destroyed? These are 14 and 15-year-olds on their way to oblivion, according to Alex Jones. Oblivion. Yeah. That's the right word. To the last Ukrainian child. These sickos like Victoria Nuland, See, Gaza's not enough, guys. Abortion on demand's not enough. You got to grind up all these young men in Ukraine, too, to fight a war that can't be won against Vladimir Putin. This NATO bloodthirst, this Jewish Victoria Nuland bloodthirst has got to stop. Friends, if we want to have a country, it's got to stop. Otherwise, well, and it already is. It's being turned around on us, isn't it? Look at our city. Look at the open borders. Look at the immigrant mobs coming in, being flown in by this criminal administration. More than 350,000 illegals flown in government airplanes into the interior of the United States. This is World War III, and they're destroying us from within on purpose. Our guest has been Dustin Nemos. Dustin, thank you, sir.
I'd like to add one small thing to that since you brought up Ukraine, if I may.
Yeah.
It's important to understand with what's happening in Ukraine that the people who lost Khazaria, who had a symbol, it was in their time, it was called a Tamga, the Khazarian Tamga, T-A-M-G. You can look it up. It was essentially a pitchfork, a trident with no handle, with no spear. It was just a trident, just like three fingers pointing straight up. That symbol is the Ukrainian crest today. And it's the same people who wanted to take back their country and get revenge for being kicked out of Khazaria in the first place, who are now sending all of the youth of their enemy to die. We have all kicked them out of our countries at various points, and they want revenge.
Dustin, I'm going to leave the links below, including Red Pill Living, because we want to support you. So why don't you send me everything you want me to link below this video via email, and I'll make sure I do that. And until next time, God bless you and yours.
Thank you, brother. Be well. Stay right. Strong and be of good courage.
Yeah. Amen. Friends, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll remind all of you every single day for free. You can check us out for free to get the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those Zionist, Mockingbird, mainstream media, CIA lies at sgtreport.com. And until next time, may God bless you and yours as well. Bye-bye.
And even the, you know, Gen Z and millennial generation can clearly see that there's something wrong with what's going on here. And then they're painted as what? Hamas supporters, domestic terrorists. I'm sick of hearing that on both sides.